The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance analyzed census figures to get a sense of who's moving into Wisconsin and who's leaving. From 1995 until 2000, the state had a net loss of more than 18,000 people aged 20 to 29. Seniors aged 55 through 79 also left the state. 8,100 more moved out than moved in. Alliance President Todd Barry says the state also lost a total of more than $4.7 billion in net worth over those years.
And that's more than we collect in the entire state sales tax in a year. And those are dollars that aren't going to be in Wisconsin bank accounts or held in stock in Wisconsin companies, perhaps, or available for new ventures.
Far and away, most of the people who moved to Wisconsin came from Illinois. The number one destination for people moving away from Wisconsin was Florida. Barry says one reason for retirees might be Florida's lack of an income tax.
Which means also they have no capital gains tax, which is particularly significant if you're a retiree sitting on gains from stock or business sale.
Overall, the state pretty much broke even in terms of net migration. Its gains came from other demographics, as more young families decided to call Wisconsin home in the mid to late 90s. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.